bureaus will be moving forward more quickly with the January 1 deadline.
So then we should take a vote, please, on the motion to accept the substitute amendments.
So moved.
I'll second that. Let's vote on that, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Commissioner Fritz and ONI team, thank you very much for your good work in bringing these forward. Thanks to Commissioner Saltzman for his amendment. This is a quick turnaround from our work session, and I think these amendments are well-considered, thoughtful in terms of responsive to concerns we've heard. And I think this is a good first step. I have some bigger questions I hope we can address next year, but I think this is a very appropriate action, and I appreciate the fact that there was a quick turnaround and such a clear presentation. Aye.
Yeah, I appreciate the substance of this and also the spirit of cooperation that, you and the ONI staff have worked in with the industry. It's great to see small businesses starting in the community trying to do this the right way and working with us to figure out the regulatory issues as we go along. Obviously, when it comes to building codes and those things, there are details that matter a lot and can cost a lot if we do it the wrong way. So, or even if we do it the right way, sometimes it costs a lot. So it's important we figure that stuff out. But I just like the way this is developing. And thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for that as well. Aye. Now then, do we have the second amendment here, the courier piece? That's a separate amendment, correct?
Yes.
So Commissioner Fritz moves that amendment, and I'll second that. And that's the 114B130040E. Further discussion? Roll call on that amendment, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Well, again, thanks to Mr. Wayman. You may be a new entrepreneurial businessman, but you certainly pay attention to details and you figured out how city code works as well. So that in itself is remarkable. And we very much appreciate your partnership on this. This is our last vote on this until next week, right? So since you're all here, I do want to say thank you to everybody who's been working on this in that spirit of let's see what we can make it work as well as possible for everybody. Other than the snow bean coming in, I was expecting there to be some neighbors coming in today with some concerns. So I appreciate the council's willingness to set aside that issue about what can happen in residential zones and what cannot. And looking at the whole buffer thing, thank you for bringing that up. Another consideration is if we are encouraging more commercial enterprises in residential zones, does that further put pressure on affordable housing that some units might be able to pay more than others? So a lot more things to think about, and we certainly will look at them, hoping that I'm still in charge of the program in the new year. But thank you to everybody for your good work. Aye.
Aye.
Just a footnote on that point. I think I sort of remember how the home occupation portion of the planning code works, but you do have to live there. So that might be a good thing in both cases. So that's, again, something where more good work can be done. Aye. Okay, so this passes to second reading next week and a possible addition of the emergency clause. And we're recessed until tomorrow, weather permitting.
Okay, thank you for battling in, folks. Take care, going home.
Okay.
Leah says it's going to get that out there.
Is it?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to congratulate myself on our great choice of location and go ride the Orange Line home.
Yeah, really.
And if we hadn't moved, I could do that too.
Yeah, we love it. We use it a lot.
It's a great station, too. It's a beautiful
station. It is a great station. And it's a great ride because they finally got the stop spacing right. So
yeah, probably like
all the non-verbal stuff.
I know. You and Carla are the beneficiaries of all my
Thank you. Yeah, just